3100s.
Harvest is in full swing with most of the activity in cereal grains and the pre-pile sugar beet harvest. Pioneer field agronomist Christy Sundin says a lot of canola is being swathed or desiccating the crop.
I'd watch out. Right now, this year looks phenomenal for the fall. So I think desiccating canola going all the way into September should not be an issue, but make sure you're watching that forecast. If you've got late canola and we start seeing our weather turn and we're getting cold and wet, a lot of those desiccants don't work really well when we get cold and wet. So you may want to consider some of your late canola to actually be laid down in a swath. Then when it comes to the soybeans, they look phenomenal right now. There's some early maturing stuff in the double O's that's starting to drop leaves. I got a feeling we're going to be harvesting some soybeans in mid-September this year, which would be great.
There's also a positive story for the corn that did get planted this year. Maturity is far ahead of last year.
You know, we deserve a good fall where guys can fix some of the things that have happened the last couple of years. They can get some fertilizer down. They can get soil sampling happening. You know, they can finally catch up from all the things that have happened the last 2 years and maybe get themselves in a good position for 2021. Yeah.
The final day of the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer took a look at the crops in northwest Minnesota and northeast North Dakota. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kira Hart has more.
The rains have been heavy throughout the growing season in portions of northwest Minnesota. Between Crookston and Red Lake Falls, Black River Ag owner Luke Fornes says there are some drown-out spots in the lower areas, but overall the crops look all right. The soybeans have made use of the August rains. However, there is some white mold showing up in the crop.
Starting to see some white mold in some of the soybean fields. So if you're seeing maybe some yellow patches out there, it maybe wouldn't hurt to go see what you got going on. That'd be about it, you know, and that's just something to, you know, manage going forward to know if you're starting to see white mold issues.
Further north near Stephen, Adam Gajewski says the later rains have helped the corn and the soybeans, but the more diverse crops are struggling a bit and yields could be lower.
The sugar beet crop is kind of the same way as the rest of the row crops. We've got way too much rain in June. That led to some root rot issues in some fields. Some of the fields that were spared some of those big rains, there's a pretty decent crop over there, so it really varies.
Gajewski says the canola looks tough from the rains as well.
Some hail events that came through and was pretty tough on some of the canola crop. Haven't gotten into canola harvest yet, but we should be maybe a week or two away from that, so it'll be coming up here pretty quick.
There was a lot of spring wheat harvest and sugar beet pre-pile happening on Thursday afternoon. Not far from Stephen in the St. Thomas area, lots of crops are being harvested. Here's On Target ag owner Jordan Sagert.
Small grains have been progressing now for about 2 weeks. Some guys are wrapping up, some guys are kind of midway, so I would say within the next 6-7 days, most of the small grain harvest should be wrapped up.
And some pre-pile sugar beet harvest,
yep,
too.
Pre-pile sugar beets have started. Some potato harvest has started. We've been desiccating some dry beans. Harvest should start very soon on those as well.
Sagert is optimistic about the crop at fall harvest. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.
USDA.